Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Every time I do a deed I shouldn't do, every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I do, and it brings a blessing too. I just steal away somewheres and pray.
I just steal away. I just steal away. And I'll ask my blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal.
God will hear and answer all my prayers if I thank Him for His blessings every day. When I'm burdened down with grief, He will give my heart relief if I steal away somewheres and pray.
I just steal away, I just steal away, and I'll ask my blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away, I just steal away, I just steal away somewhere.
Today I will be teaching on the subject why the North American, the Western governments are turning away from God at such a rapid pace. We can see the handwriting on the wall everywhere. Christianity is being pushed into a corner. We know that the Muslims seem to be able to have their way whenever they want it. They can put up prayer rooms in whatever building they're working in. They can get together and they're allowed to have their prayers. But when a Christian wants to do that, he then has to go to court to get permission. And in a lot of cases, he is turned down. The Western civilizations have become confused in their thinking. They're trying to appease people, even though they very clearly see that those people are out to destroy them. Not too long ago, an American soldier who was a Muslim terrorist shot and killed about 15 or 16 of his fellow soldiers. And he was crying this Muslim death cry or war cry while he was shooting. And when it was all over, the American government was asking, why would a guy do something like that? They put together a bunch of psychiatrists to try to figure out why he was doing that. They purposely blind their eyes to the truth of the facts that are right in front of their eyes. Muslim terrorists are destroying so much today. But the politically correct North American governments and civilizations do not want to admit that. They see the handwriting on the wall, but for some reason they are blinding their eyes or stopping their ears to the truth that this world is systematically and slowly being taken over by a terrorist organization who is out to get rid of the name Jesus, who is out to get rid of the Jew. They want to exterminate every Christian and every Jew that is on the planet. And for some reason, the governments are playing along with that. And we, the Christians, know why this is happening. Because this is Satan's agenda. He wants to get rid of God wherever he can. He knows the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And he is trying to get the whole world to turn against their God and proclaim him, Satan, as God. But he will fail. Jesus will come back to straighten these things out. Today I will teach on why these things are happening at such an incredible fast pace. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will bless the listeners, O God, so that they can open their ears to the signs of the times. Lord God, those who are nonchalant about walking a holy walk with you, you will get their attention, for the time is short. You are soon drawing nigh to take us unto yourself. So I pray, Lord, that you will bless the listeners today. Open their hearts to your voice. I thank you for your grace. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. When one studies the Old Testament, you can clearly see when the children of Israel would stray away from God and start to live an unholy life. Then you can see terrorism begin. They are then attacked by the enemy. And these things happened over and over again. When it came to a point where life became unbearable, then the Israelis would cry out to God, and God would send them a savior that would rescue them from their oppressors. And this is exactly what is happening today in the Western countries. This is what is happening today all over the world. God is allowing this incredible deception to sweep across the planet. He is allowing terrorism to bring chaos and a lot of heartache. It is so that people will start to realize and understand what happens to a people that turn away from God. When we've studied the Muslim nations, it is unbelievable what's going on over there. They are killing each other by the thousand. They have rejected the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and have brought onto themselves a God by the name of Allah. which in reality is nothing but a demon that they're worshiping. Those people are totally blinded to the truth of God. And this is why you see those people operating like that. Their women are nothing but animals, second-class citizens. And they are killing and fighting each other for the upper hand. They're not satisfied. In the Lord God calls his children to pray for one another, to love one another, and to help one another. What happens in those nations? We don't have to have a high education to understand that these people are not looking out for their own people. The amounts of money that God is giving them to oil through oil riches is being wasted on arms and guns and ammunitions. And their people are starving to death in many places. The Western civilization, when there is a disaster, has to go and help them. But alas, the Western civilizations, those who have turned to the Lord years ago, they are now turning away from the God that has blessed them so much. Immorality has taken over. Sin has become an open and accepted thing in the Western civilizations already. Abortion is available to the teenager without even questions being asked. The laws of this country are being bent and broken. The justice system is disintegrating right in front of our eyes. We can see chaos in every part of the government. They do not know what to do anymore. In Romans chapter 1, there is an interesting scripture that describes why these things are happening. It tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. This is what the Bible is teaching here. They knew God, but they honored him not. They glorified him not as God, and they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They are professing themselves to be wise, but they become fools. That's an understatement today when we look at what's happening on the world scene. People are professing to be wise, but they have become fools in the eyes of God. It says, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. This is what's happening in many cultures today in the Western civilization. The New Age movement has turned God into an image, a corruptible man, a four-footed beast. The New Age movement, which has so many members, there's so many people into that. They are calling themselves gods. They proclaim that an animal is a god, a tree is a god. This is the real reason why they're pushing so hard to try to clean up the environment, because they believe the environment is God. Animals and plants and trees and the air, they're part of the Godhead. They are worshiping the created more than the Creator. It tells us, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between them, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. So this is what they're doing. They are worshiping the created more than the Creator. We can see how God is going to strike out at the things that they're worshiping. The air is becoming more and more polluted. The trees are going to die off. The water is going to become poisonous during the tribulation. It's going to turn into blood. The grass is going to disappear. Yes, the God that the people of this planet are serving will turn against them because they reject the God of the universe. And as they are rejecting God and turning away from Him, they turn against the people who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who love the true God. They pass laws that makes it harder and harder for them to worship God. Children cannot pray to the Lord God anymore in schools. It is outlawed. I heard something very, very interesting that is happening in the States today. People are not allowed to read their Bible in a lot of public places. It is outlawed. The Bible has been taken out of the schoolrooms. But the Quran is being held so holy that the soldiers in the American Army have to wear gloves when they hold that book. So you can see how warped and perverted the people have become. There is another story that I heard about an old folks' home. The people there are not allowed to pray anymore before they eat their meals because the meals are being subsidized by the federal government. That means the federal government is paying part of the money that it costs to bring those meals to those people. So they are not allowed to pray for those meals. So we can see how blinded people have become. We can see how arrogant and willfully ignorant the people have become. In the meantime, the people of God are wringing their hands in dismay and wondering what's going to happen next. I know what's going to happen next. Before the Lord God tells us that His patience has run out, He is going to evacuate His children unto Himself. The Lord Jesus Christ warns us over and over again, the end of time will be just like in the days of Noah, just like in the days of Lot. People were thumbing their nose at God. Then God told Noah to build an ark. And when, before the rain started, He brought Noah and his family into the ark, and the rest of the world was destroyed. In the days of Lot, just before fire and brimstone came down from heaven, the angels of God walked into Sodom and Gomorrah, and they took Lot. The Bible teaches us that Lot was perplexed with the sin of the people, but he, the righteous Lot, was taken out before fire and brimstone came down on that city. So this is what we can expect to happen to this planet. The time of iniquity has come. The cup has filled up. And I believe we are at the door where Jesus is about to come back. So open your heart, receive this truth, and give your life and heart to Jesus so that you will be kept from that awful time of suffering that is coming upon this planet. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Like a bird who flew away in autumn to a land of warmer days until the chill of winter has passed. I can see a ray of sunshine that tells me it's about time for the holy God to return at last.
He may come with the flowers in the spring.
While studying the Word of God and knowing that the things that are predicted there will definitely come to pass, I have often asked the Lord on how to prepare yourself from these times of such horrible deception. The Bible teaches us that in the last days, people will be listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In other words, even the children of God will be led astray by seducing spirits. How do you protect yourself from these things? I want to read to you a scripture out of 2 Timothy of what the Holy Ghost predicted will come in the latter days. It says in chapter 3, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breakers, false accusers, despisers of these that are good, no self-control. They will be fierce, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." So these things are written beforehand for us to know and understand. And this is why I keep preaching, get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is possible that your very own husband or wife or children will turn away from the God whom they have been taught about. We are living in a perilous time today. I hear of people who have been married for years and they have claimed to be Christians all their lives. Now, all of a sudden, after years of marriage, they tell us, "The Lord is telling us to divorce my husband or divorce my wife and marry somebody else." These things are not of God. This is totally against the word of God, and anybody who does that is definitely in error. He is definitely in a place where Satan has a hold of his mind and of his heart. Today we see many of these things. The Lord has told me this. The Lord has told me that. And when you try to show people in Scripture on how the Lord wants them to operate, they simply disregard it. And I've had these experiences over the years, and it's getting to be more and more evident that people don't seem to care what the Word of God says. They are heady and high-minded. They think that God speaks to them, regardless what the Word of God says. So I want to give the children of God a warning today. Yes, there's going to be troubles. Yes, there's going to be temptations to walk astray. But I want to assure you of one thing. If you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you're going to walk astray, the Lord will point you back to His Word. And my warning is this: listen to what the Word of God says when you make decisions. Don't try to bend the rules, or don't try to force your opinion on the Word of God, for the Word of God will not change. And as we see the day of our Lord Jesus Christ approaching, the Bible teaches it's going to get worse and worse. We need to be on guard. We need to stand up for what the Word of God teaches. If we don't, then we'll fall into confusion. And for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, who don't read His book, you are totally lost. You don't have any guidelines whatsoever. Your eternal future is very, very bleak. So I'm asking you today, the Lord paid for your sin. Turn to Him, give Him your life and heart, because I want to assure you of one thing. There are only two things that can take care of the sin problem, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ and the eternal lake of fire. What is your choice going to be? It is your choice that will determine your future. The Lord will open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
Thank you.